This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
You know, I've heard that before.
You have?
I've heard it before. Not at my house, but I have heard it before. Yeah.
This is some Miley Cyrus.
Yeah, she's nice. No, look, I'm open to everything. I said in my house, but I've heard it out when I'm in public.
Oh, okay.
She's nice.
Yeah.
She's nice, yeah.
It surprises me a little bit because she's my generation, Doc. You know?
But I'm well versed. I just don't play music that I don't like. I like that, and I like her.
Okay.
But no, I'd be entertained if you had a symphony going. I could be entertained. Yeah, I mean, no, it don't matter. But you're not gonna get my blood going.
No, nah, not at all.
Unless it's got to be just be right. I'd have been a pretty good person in the rock and roll era, but. Like my boy Chris, heavy metal. You wouldn't believe your boy been to the Stones concert at the USA Arena.
I wouldn't put it past him.
No, I have.
Oh, you have. Yes. I thought you were saying heavy metal Chris.
No, Chris has been to 100 of them.
Yeah, I was about to say.
I can't say I've been to one. Yeah, and I can appreciate them. It's just so damn loud. And as a rookie, I wasn't prepared with the ear protection. And but no, they're talented, and I can get it. But I go, it's the beauty about music, man. It crosses so many different barriers. And heavy metal, that's why he's such a treat to work with him, because this brother might have been to 1,000 concerts. He ain't just talk. He walks the walk. When it comes to heavy metal. And it's really the most athletic form of work, because these people, they like run a marathon in a concert. You really got to have some stamina. And I appreciate it. Yeah. Now, what's going on with the stadium? I understand you got kind of excited, and then you got Linnell BTP _, because y'all will jump on anything. And run with it like it's a 12-car accident on the Beltway. So what really happened?
So the latest anyway. So we're going to play some sound from Eric Flack. He was on with Grant and Danny. Okay. Danny and Toby.
That's right.
Toby's filling in for Grant because he just had his fourth kid.
The youngest in charge, Toby Altizer. Yes, right. He's been working with Danny. Yeah. What's so funny?
I mean, it's just so funny that you called him the youngest in charge when
Linnell
proclaims himself to be.
But Linnell is 27 years old. You know how old Toby is?
26.
There you go. Okay. Yeah. And if these young producers that are coming on, I wouldn't put too much pressure on them. Now, we got a good group of young producers that are coming through in the farm system now that are impressive. And they're younger. It's 20. They're 21. No, it's good. Boston's done a good job of bringing in good talent. I don't know how an old dude can think he's the youngest in charge. It doesn't make any sense at all. But anyway. But he's now, but so is this a WWE deal on his part where he's flaming the, fanning the flames and getting everybody all excited and nervous? What are you so excited? Most people, and Coach said another one, empty barrel makes the most noise. Mm. Most people bitching and hollering about a politician, they ain't spent a dime in this campaign. So is an empty barrel? You think the D.C. County, you don't? Do you really think they want a stadium in the District of Columbia?
I don't know. I don't know.
They love that, and they're smart to name recognition, publicity. People know who they are. Most people couldn't pick them out of a lineup.
Are you saying the politicians? Or are you saying the D.C. residents?
No. Well,
the residents want it. I'm pretty sure
they want it. Yeah. Because what they stuck with. A building that's been broken apart for years, sitting there like an eyesore.
Yeah.
Nobody's going to come over there and give you anything unless they have a reason to.
Mm-hmm.
Your value is your location, location, location. When has anybody ever done something just for the right reasons?
Yeah.
In our culture. So if you have a valuable piece of real estate, you better maximize it. And that'll help you. Well, you know, they're going to. Well, how are you living now? I want more grocery stores. It's a concrete jungle in a lot of areas. I want everything to be the same when it comes structure in terms of food, entertainment, mm-hmm. value. So the young kids grow up with an idea of, oh, this is just normal. It's normal. Having a shopping center or a grocery store, it's normal. It's abnormal, not. A liquor store does not count as a grocery store. So I want to see if you can help clean that up, then you got my attention. Otherwise, unless you're going to be as good as I hope they are right now, whatever. Here's what you pissed me off with. Now you're taking FIFA away. You're taking college national championship away. Now you're really getting me irritated.
Yeah.
Because I want them things here.
Exactly.
Yeah, put the team wherever you want to put it. But give me a chance to attract some large global events in the nation's capital, you nitwits, where people want to come and spend money to see the monuments and to see the attractions. How ignorant can you be to take yourself out of that? Who running down there now? Are they scared to death? They got to have an AK on them to go somewhere?
I mean, we're still in the running. It's just more so... Yesterday was the last day that the Commanders and the district could negotiate with one another exclusively. So now, you know, Maryland, Virginia, they are back in the equation. And Eric Flack, he was on with Danny and Toby, and he discussed what it now means that we're past the July 15th deadline.
Eric, it is July 16th, so we are past the deadline. What does that mean?
Well, it means that people are starting to get nervous around the stadium agreement between D.C. and the Commanders. I've learned today that Maryland and Virginia have both reached out to the Commanders about trying to get back in the game, so to speak, for building the team's new stadium in the wake of this exclusivity clause expiring with D.C. Basically, as part of the agreement between the mayor and the team, the D.C. Council had until July 15th, which was yesterday, to approve the agreement without the team, the Commanders, being able to talk to anybody else. That window has expired, so now we're not back to square one, but the Commanders are no longer legally bound to only talk to D.C. Now, this doesn't mean that the D.C. stadium deal is dead by any means. D.C. Council has raised a number of red flags, specifically about the $1.1 billion taxpayer price tag that is attached to this deal. And have indicated that they're going to need some time to kind of scrutinize it before they approve it. What that timeline is, nobody really knows. But what this does mean is that they're entering a phase where they're kind of playing with fire, I think one source kind of told me, where is, you know, the Commanders have to start making contingency plans for what would happen if this DC RFK deal just kind of falls apart.
You need some music now. It's like Dragnet. he's good. He made it sound like he was really serious.
Mm-hmm. It is.
Yeah, it ain't.
It definitely is. And
this episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
I think he had a follow-up comment on whether or not the D.C. Council should feel threatened by Maryland possibly getting back involved.
So for me, if I'm D.C., I'm not threatened certainly by Virginia. I mean, it, you know, unless the Commanders need to see memes or something, like that's empty. Maryland, I don't get the sense that they're really ready with a serious offer that's even on the table. I wouldn't be threatened by this, but maybe that's just my own cynicism. Eric, your thoughts?
I think Danny, that the deal with Maryland is that they have a site. And that you're right about Virginia is that it's all pie in the sky because there's just no site. But, you know, Maryland has a site. And when you have a site, you have a chance. And so, you know, I read somewhere that, you know, publicly Westmore is saying, you know, we're not really focused on that. I think privately what I'm being told is that Maryland is just reminding the Commanders we are ready to go and ready to hammer something out. If this deal falls apart. And I think, you know, there's a lot of timeline questions that are happening right now. I've been told today that, you know, if this vote extends past July, we're already talking about the stadium not being ready, even if it is in D.C. by the 2030 season, which was something that the team really, really wanted to see happen. But, you know, at a certain point, I think the team and possibly and almost certainly states like Maryland have to like be ready to go if in fact the unthinkable were to happen, which is that the deal just completely falls apart. And with, you know, politics and DC council specifically, I think unpredictability is the only thing that you can predict.
Well, all right. I guess if you're Virginia or Maryland, you're optimistic.
As a fan and as a DC resident, I'm not happy to hear this. Just saying.
You're a resident. You're paying the mortgage or the rent. Or are you being sponsored?
That's a great question.
Okay, thank you. Let's leave it alone. Yeah. I refuse to take the bait. It's almost like Terry's negotiation. Everybody's negotiating. Yeah. So do what you got to do. I'm not emotionally tied to it because one of the things that bringing the uniform, old uniform back does is that when I look at them, I don't see my teams. Just the visual of it does not translate to me. I like them because of where they are and the color and for sentimental, you know, whatever. But the more they look like that was going to be you. You're not going to believe, because you're still very young, the Seattle Seahawks game, they may have to shut this, that dang thing down and postpone the game. It's going to be so much in so many people there. They're not going to have enough seats because they're going to step. They're going to tie a knot to the pass that they don't even touch now. You got to understand. There's a third or more. Well, man, not a third. There's a ton of folk that are done. Because when they look on the field, they don't see their team. When they make this move, watch what happens. Tsunami-like effect that it's going to have. And if they win on it, with it on, against Seattle, and James Arthur Monk is in the building, they're going to see what they could have if they close that link and establish that relationship sincerely and meet the demands of the people that are that entrenched, whether they're right or wrong, they believe it. And this is what it's going to be, that come to Jesus moment, that I want to see what happens. There's a group of you'll never get back. Let's change name. That'll never happen. And I go, if you allow somebody to kill your joy to that, you have the right to do that. Why would I stand in the way of that? Be you. But, yeah, it's going to be interesting. I can't wait. Big Tony, boy, he loves you. He's got his person typing for him, too, because you know he can't text. Give me homie, Puka. A.J. Brown, Gibbs, receivers. Think about that. We'll be back. Stay with us. You know, I've been thinking, I was trying to get a comp for you as, you know, as a baller. Since I've seen some of your game.
Uh-huh.
Bradley Beal.
You think Bradley Beal is me?
No, I think your stroke is a lot like Brad's.
Okay.
But
that's
I don't know.
That's a compliment. My friends would not think that.
No, because you shoot at the top. You got a nice top uh-huh. release.
Yep.
And you're balanced. And Brad's always balanced. That's what I remember your jump shot at prep, and I'm looking at his jump shot. Yeah. But I like Brad. I just feel so bad. He got caught up here in the clown show.
I mean, the thing is, when he was here, though, he was very productive. Him and Russ took us to the brink of the playoffs.
Yeah, no, I didn't say he couldn't play. I'm just saying that I'm sorry he got caught up in it because chances are now he'll never win.
Yeah. I mean, the thing is, you can sign him for cheap, though. Like, he's on a 2-year, $11 million deal. Two?
Well, one thing about it, he took care of it. The money's good.
Oh, yeah. He's good.
He's good.
He got that guaranteed.
And the Clippers are loaded.
Uh-huh.
But again, the claw, if healthy, but again, how long are we going to keep saying this? And at some point, his behind going to be old, too.
He was healthy last year, Doc.
No, he was a monster until he wasn't.
In the playoffs, he was healthy.
Until he wasn't.
I think game 7, we all know who to attribute that to.
Oh, no.
Mr. Harden himself.
Look, James Harden, and I call him Porky Pig. And I tell you what, I don't dislike him. Usually I dislike somebody that holds talent hostage. I can't take my eyes off him when he's out there. And I kind of pulled that he has success because he's so good until that moment.
Mm-hmm.
He's got to overcome that. And will he stop shooting? He can do other things. He's an interesting case, but I always get discouraged when I start talking about him because I know somewhere Big Tony's thinking, why are you talking about this dude who never wins when you all about winning? So I'll rest my case. And Ballmer's facility, their place is silly. My next trip to the West Coast, I have to see it in person. Because that arena, yeah, it's if you're going to build an arena and you're talking about doing something like that, count me in. I'll buy some popcorn. It's nasty. Clippers are legit if they stay healthy. You know,
they are legit, but Doc, we need James Harden to show up in these pivotal game sevens. It's it's just too many times game seven comes around, because game six he was phenomenal. Oh, no, offensively, defensively, getting everybody involved.
Everything.
Then game seven comes in, he can't hit the side of a barn.
Yeah, he's struggling in that instance. And so you know it's mental.
Yeah.
That's the one thing about it. He should probably seek help. No, I'm serious. Mental health, there's nothing funny about it. Are you not? It's not you're weird. It is you're smart to seek help at something that maybe you don't quite understand. And I'm glad that we discuss it that way now. And not like somebody's wrong or they're broken. At 6:28 here in the nation's capital coming up, let's take a quick break. Christy Winters. I don't believe it. You've been teasing me for 2 days. I said, can we get Christy Winters on? Just lie and tell her that we're important. We'll be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
MLB.tv is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.tv. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.